Hi, my name is Piper, and this podcast is about high school soccer and the benefits it has and the not so benefits. Thank you guys for listening to my podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope this could be helpful to anyone that is deciding if they want to play a high school sport. Thank you. Some of the not so amazing things about high school soccer are all the hours and hours spent out on the field and in the gym, working out and practicing, and it can be really hard on your body, and it can be really stressful. Another thing that is really tough about high school soccer is your grades have to be amazing all the time or else you don't get a practice or play. But overall, high school soccer is really, really fun, and a lot of good comes from it, like all the friendships you make, and by the end of it, you're in really good shape, which is always a good accomplishment. So my personal opinion would be, if you are thinking about playing a high school sport, especially if it's soccer, I say go for it, and always work your hardest, and you won't regret it. Some of the privileges we get as a high school team are school buses for all of our away games that we all get to take together. We also get our own team room that we can all hang out in whenever we're doing team talk or just need somewhere quiet to collect our thoughts. We also have team activities that we do. So, for example, this year we went paintballing as a team, and that was really fun to be with all the girls battling out on the paintball field. So it's really nice to be able to have those cool privileges like we do as a soccer team. Now that 2-a-days are over and you are on a regular practice schedule, which is every day, every A-day and B-day, it is a lot better. And how these practices work are on A-days, you have A4 as a practice class. So you will get in your car and drive to the high school, and you will practice for 2 hours. And then on B-days, practice is right after school for 2 hours. These days are really fun to just be with the girls all day long and be practicing. And on Monday nights, we have team dinner where we all gather in the lunchroom and have a meal that was cooked for us. Tryouts are 2-a-days, and that means you go in the morning and do your running, which is 2 miles, and 10-20s, which are sprints you have to do in under 20 seconds. And then you leave and come back a few hours later, and that is when you do the soccer part of the tryout. And this is 2 days out of the week. And after tryouts, the team is posted by the next day, and practices start immediately the next day after the team is posted online. These practices go very similar to tryouts. They are still 2 days, but instead of conditioning and then leaving and coming back and playing soccer, you just play soccer for the full 2 hours you were there. And then you will leave and come back again and play another 2 hours of soccer. You do this for about 2 weeks until preseason starts. The last week of July are tryouts, and this is probably the most stressful week because you are trying to prove everything you have worked for over the summer, and you're trying to show that you deserve to be on the team. At the end of July, when the conditioning is over and it's finally time for tryouts, is when a lot of the girls start to come together more and get to know each other even better. And this part is really fun because everyone is just becoming more comfortable around each other, and everyone is starting to treat each other better than some would treat others at the beginning of conditioning, just because people underestimated others and thought less of them. The first few weeks of conditioning can be very stressful and nerve-wracking as a freshman because most people don't know a lot of the other girls, and it can be very scary trying to get to know people and also trying to get to know the coach so that you feel more comfortable around him or her and you can perform to your best. Soccer season starts in July, so right at the beginning of summer, and every morning from 7:30 to 9:30, all the girls gather at a mandatory conditioning practice, and we run for an hour and work on our speed and agility and our strength. And after that first hour is up, then we will go and put on our cleats and we will practice and play games and get to know each other so that we can become more comfortable around each other and perform better at tryouts. High school soccer at AF is very fun, but also very challenging. And for this podcast, I'm going to be going over all the good parts of it and some of the not so good parts. And I'm going to be talking about what we do as a team and how our practices are. And I hope you guys will stick around and listen. For those that don't know a lot about American Fork High School, it is an amazing school and it has a lot of amazing people there. All the programs are outstanding: basketball, football, band, soccer, volleyball, track. And it's really fun to just be around all the people at American Fork because of their amazing attitudes and bright spirits. So for those wondering, this was my freshman year playing high school soccer, and I played for American Fork High School, and I absolutely loved it for the most part. Hello, my name is Piper Taylor, and today I'm going to be talking about high school soccer and the benefits it has and the not so benefits.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.